From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Nearly a month has passed since Arkansas's governor called on faith leaders to help fill in some gaps in the state's criminal justice and reentry system. Not all, however, were very eager to become a participant in that. Pastor Wendell Griffin, also a circuit court judge, is on a panel for the 9th Annual Civil Rights Summit and Community Festival in Little Rock. Thanks for speaking with me.
Thank you, Jacob. Good to talk with you.
This summit, as opposed to Governor Asa Hutchinson's, appears to be a fundamental critique or a call to change a system that generates high incarceration rates rather than asking faith leaders to be a part of it. What's the difference to you?
That's my understanding. That is my assessment of this conference. I have, for a long time, believed that our state, as society as a whole, has been overly punitive, unnecessarily punitive, among a number of populations, persons who are suffering from substance abuse, people who have mental illness, people who are poor. Our criminal punishment system, I think we should start calling it a criminal punishment system rather than a criminal justice system, because there's very little justice in the way we do things when it comes to people who are in those demographics. Our criminal punishment system has produced unreasonably high rates of incarceration that are depriving our homes, our families, our communities of people that can, if we treat them right, be productive and well-balanced contributors to our society.
Entire communities across this country, most notably in Baltimore and Ferguson, have achieved some successes in getting the attention of the nation, calling for some of the same reforms that you've mentioned. Why are like-minded people in Arkansas having such difficulty making headway?
I don't know that we're having more difficulty. We simply don't have the same kind of flashpoints that you mentioned, Ferguson or Baltimore. We have, fortunately, not had incidents of homicidal behavior by law enforcement this year that we saw in, or last year that we saw in Ferguson, Missouri with Michael Brown, or Baltimore with Freddie Gray. And that is to the credit of a number of people. Certainly the law enforcement community here should be commended for not being homicidal in the way they respond to people of color, although I do believe we do have a significant issue concerning the extent of force that is used, the way we respond to use of force. I don't believe we have a really transparent and impartial use of force kind of protocol that reviews how force is used in a way that is independent and impartial.
And you'll be on a panel with the new chief of the Little Rock Police Department, Kenton Buckner. Some of the more high-profile cases involving the LRPD and claims of excessive force, such as the Eugene Ellison case or Bobby Moore III, they came before Buckner came to town. What's your impression of him thus far, and can we expect some conversation between the two of you?
Oh, I think we can expect conversation. Chief Buckner and I have had conversations both privately and publicly. I think that we have points of agreement and we have points of great disagreement. It is a cordial conversation whenever we meet. We both are strong-minded and strong-willed people, and I suspect that when we agree, we can agree strongly. When we disagree, we'll also disagree strongly.
I've been speaking with Wendell Griffin, a circuit court judge and pastor of New Millennium Church in Little Rock. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jacob.
The 9th Annual Civil Rights Summit and Community Festival will be held this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Willie Hinton Neighborhood Resource Center, 3805 West 12th Street in Little Rock. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.